The 84th edition of the Masters? They don't call it the edition, do they, Ben?
It is not the edition, but it is the greatest 4 days in golf. Out in Augusta, Georgia, the top 94 golfers in the game will be playing for the green jacket. We previewed this back in April with Jeff Hodges. This time, we'll preview it with Brandon Barngrover.
We also get into Kay Wynn's Corner. I tease up 5 prop bets. We figure who's going to win, who's going to be top 10, and is my boy Xander or Matt Wolf going to sleep his way to the top of the leaderboard? So tune in right now.
What's up, dude? Kay Wynn, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
You getting ready for the Masters?
Yeah, can't wait. Best time of the year.
4 a.m. start on the West Coast, the best coast, baby. I've got my alarm set. Hodges and I are going to have a little coffee and a few Zins in the morning to get the day started. Should be good.
All right. We've got Amen Corner, holes 11, 12, 13. But today, we've got Kay Wynn's Corner. I'm the house. I'm putting together 5 bets. And you can tell me after each bet if you're going to bet or if you're going to pass. And then I want some justification. So, bet number 1, the lowest round at the Masters will be from, and the odds on this bet are plus 550, John Rahm, 2016 ASU grad. He will have the lowest round this year. Grove, are you taking that bet, yes or no? And give me a little justification.
Do I get a bet too?
Yeah.
First, let me ask, is this low round of the entire Masters or just round 1?
Entire Masters.
Pass. Well, I think Rahm certainly is capable of like probably having a top 5. I have a weird feeling that Bryson is going to show the golf world one of those 4 rounds. Bryson is going to go significantly low. He said in an interview a few days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, that he is going to be playing the Masters with his distance at like a par 67. And if you think about where he's going to be able to go under par from that, I think we might be here on Monday if you will have me again talking about Bryson's epic low round of the Masters.
That's fair. Big Ben, same question to you. Same bet to you.
I'll start with this. If the pin placements are in the exact same spot they've been in during practice rounds where Rahm had an ace on a traditional par 3 and then he skipped it over the water and the thing went in, I might take that bet. But it's highly unlikely they keep the pins in the same spot. I'm with Grove here. I think someone with huge length, either DJ, maybe Brooks gets hot, or someone that wasn't up on the top 10 that we haven't talked about, and that's Rory. If he can keep it straight too, it's more likely that one of those 4 goes for the lowest round.
All right.
Double or nothing on this. Back to you, Ben. With Rahm's confidence the way that it is, he had his birthday hole-in-one, skipping it over. He had another hole-in-one earlier. Do you think he's got the confidence and the swagger to be doing the skip and tournament play this year?
If that pin's in the same placement, yes. I mean, I think we all see that Rahm's a phenomenal golfer, and I think he's going to benefit from no fans. A lot of these things, like you talked to Finau, and he talked about just the people that follow Tiger when he was with him in that last round last year and how kind of that got in his head. And with no fans this year, or a small amount of fans and maybe media, guys that kind of sway with emotion, guys like Rahm, I think are going to benefit from that. They're not going to have the fans kind of, I don't know, there's some extra pressure there. So next hole.
All right, next bet. We're going to start with you, Ben. This is the lock to finish in the top 10. So the odds are only at 110. DJ.
So he's been out with COVID. That's the unfortunate part. So he hasn't played. He is married now, so that benefits him. He won't be chasing tail in Augusta. He hopefully finds his way down the handicap ramps throughout the course of the tournament. Yeah. You know, he finished in the top 10. A lot of people say he adapts well. He's long. I think he's I don't know if I've told this joke on here, but, you know, Wayne Gretzky once said to his friends, you know, I never thought I'd meet someone as dumb as Paulina until I met DJ. And that might benefit him in the game of golf, which it does. So long-winded answer. I'm going to say, yeah, that's a lock. DJ, I'll take him. He's also
Bro, my favorite. Same question. DJ, top 10.
I agree. 10. I absolutely agree. I think if he's taken the wheelchair accessible routes to the, you know, to the tee boxes and, you know, keeping his head on straight, despite COVID, you know, not that he has anything he needs to prove, but he's just one of those incredible athletes that I don't think, you know, being down on, you know, coming in from, you know, having suffered COVID and being off playing a couple of weeks, he's just talented enough where he's going to pick up, and I think he'll easily breach that top 10 this year.
All right. Bet number three, top American golfer. The odds are at 250, and I'm going for Hodges' boy, Justin Thomas. Grover, would you take that bet?
I mean, my gut is telling me yes. My heart, however, is telling me no, because I got to go and stick to my guy, Tricky Ricky, baby. Tricky Ricky, number one.
Jeez. You know what? Puma does sponsor Bryson, too.
Well, Bryson's hats look like a hairpiece compared to Ricky's fancy, you know, like big build, stylish attire. I don't like Bryson's hats, but yes, I agree. Puma's solid all around. But Ricky, top American
Ricky,
golfer.
No, wow. Justin. Big Ben, same question to you. Top American golfer.
So of the top 18. 10 last year, top 10 last year, seven were Americans. The only two up there, I guess three, were Rahm, Day, and Molinari. You know what? I'm going to go with Xander here. I think he's steady. I think he's long enough. He tied for second last year. He's only one back of Tiger and actually had played a better round than him on Sunday. The only one that in the top 10 that played better than Xander last year and was Jason Day, who shot minus five. Xander shot minus four. So I'll go Xander.
Xander. I like that one. All right. Here's my sleeper. And the odds on this are at 4,000. So you need to let me know if you're going to bet with me on this guy or if you have a different sleeper. And I'm going with, we're starting with you, Big Ben, going with Matt Wolf. No data, no info, just a gut feeling. That's my sleeper. I'm betting big on him.
So Matt Wolf's a rookie, meaning this is his first time he's played in the Masters. And the last time a rookie won the Masters was Fuzzy Zeller. Do you know that name, Kaywin?
Yes, I actually do.
I think you were probably 4 to 5 years old when Fuzzy won the Masters, but that's how long it's been. You got a lot of good rookies. Matt Wolf is probably the longest amongst them. Morikawa is probably the best player amongst them at this current point in time. Wolf's long enough, but having not played the course, I mean, this is why you see guys like Fred Couples make the cut, even though he's old as balls. It's because they know the course. They know where to put the ball. They know where to go for the pin, where they don't go for. If you're going to take a long shot, I wouldn't take it on Matt Wolf, just due to that fact. It's his first time. He's a rook. He'll probably try to crush the ball a few times and might be eating pimento sandwiches in the clubhouse come Saturday.
All right, Grover, are you riding on Wolf or you got another sleeper out there?
I am going to pass on Wolf, but I will sleep on another Matt, and that is the classic Matt Kuchar. Coming in at 42 years old, same age, I believe, as our friend Jeff Hodges, who somehow couldn't make this podcast. Let's talk about Kuch. I mean, he's one of the best putters in the game, right? I mean, last year he had 0.78 something strokes gained with his putter. What I like about Kuch is I think he's hungry for his first major, and he's getting up there. He's getting a little old. I think he sees the light at the end of the tunnel with the Masters. He's had 10 no, 13 appearances, and he's finished in the top 10, five of those 13, I believe. So I think he's a contender. I think he's a sleeper, and he's a great guy. And who doesn't like the Cooch?
We love the Cooch. He wears Skechers. That's a local LA company in Manhattan Beach. You got to support your community in 2020. Go Cooch.
He would be the first guy to ever win a major wearing Skechers. So, the first for everything.
All right. This is my last question. I'm going to change it a little bit. This is the guy I picked to win it. My winner, the odds are 1600. Grove, you have someone else. I picked Xander Schauffele to win it this year. But Grover, since you have Ricky, why don't you tell me why you're so bullish on Ricky this year?
Well, selfishly, I've got a side bet with Mr. Hodges on Ricky winning a major. And I just love the guy. I don't know why. I mean, he's one of those guys. He's one of those bros that you just want to, you know, sit down, you know, have a super Corona with, maybe share a dinner too, and just get to know the guy. Like, talk to him about his life. He kind of reminds me a little bit of like the American Andrew Kim, who I don't even know where the hell he is, but like, like he does. Ricky, I think he's shifted into golf being his number one priority, but he's a stud. Like, he does so many other things, and he's just an all-around bro. And who doesn't want to have a solid bro in their corner? And that's why Ricky's going to be at the number one top. And he's also searching for that, you know, that famous exciting Masters green jacket. So I like him.
Yeah, we saw Sergio do it a few years back when his first Masters, even though he's contended. And Ricky is an awesome dude, just to what you were saying, Grove. I mean, he's part Indian, and he goes down to the Indian Navajo to watch him, or like talk and tell him about how his upbringing. He went to Oklahoma State, which is the ultimate bro golf university. Like, that is where you go if you're a bro. And he represents only like the nicest, coolest things when he's a sponsor. And then if we want to talk about his wife, she, I think, went to Cal, or I know she went to Cal, and she is a pole vaulter. So all you have to do is Google Cal pole vaulter, and there's Ricky's wife. Enough said. Stud. Wow.
Stud. So, Big Ben, who are you betting on to win it all? Are you going
to do this? Final segment. We have a WST Masters pool out there. I want you to pull up your picks right now, or your opportunity to pick Kaywin, and me and Grover will go back and forth on who you should pick. We'll put together your team that will ultimately win. You only have to think about picks.
Okay. Buy me some time here.
Here we go. Let's do it this way, so we get a flavor of everyone on the podcast. I get two, Kaywin gets two, and Grove.
Okay. So how are we going to do this? Because we gotta obviously get under that salary cap. So,
So let's, Kaywin, you make your first pick.
Wow. I'm going Rom.
All right. Really making it tough for Big Ben and I there. Just dropping 11 plus G's, no problem. I mean,
put them in. You got to go with your first. You got to go with your first inclination. Go with Rom if you're going to go with Rom.
Oh, great. Less than 40K. Can't even buy a new BMW X5 with that. Way to go.
Don't worry.
I'll let you go next.
Okay. So I'll give you a little buffer, Ben, because I'm going to start. Let's go down and find our trusty lefty, or maybe our TW, because I think they'll, again, those are two guys that you just, get into a different mindset when they get to the Masters. You can't rule them out. And I think, let's see, Phil's going for 6,800. Let's go down a little, scroll down. Let's check out Phil. Let's see what Tiger's at.
Let's activate.
Hey Ben, cats. For our audio listeners, why don't you explain the pool?
So the pool, we have $50,000, and they basically attribute a dollar value to each of the golfers. You get to pick six. So you have to make six golfers work within that salary cap. In this case, the example I'll give is Kyle had $50,000 and he spent $11,600 on John Rahm. So that leaves us with $39,000 over the next five golfers, meaning we only have roughly, I'd say, what, $8,000 a golfer left? So we have to find some golfers below that threshold to make sure we're not getting Charles Howe the Third on our team.
Can I go over the cap and pay the luxury tax?
So here's an interesting thing for the second pick. You've got Tiger Woods at 7,500. You've got the trusty lefty activating his calves at 6,800. I could go either way here. And I would argue that maybe both we might want to slot in because one Phil again.
You get Phil, I'll take Tiger, or vice versa. Okay. I like that. Put in some trusty vets on the team.
And then that way we leave K Wynn, you know, with going up to the very top and picking, you know, names that look good.
They all right, nice perfect. Wow. I'm thinking
it's like the eye test. Like, what's the last name that you know on tour? Like, do you know any in this current shot?
Yes. I know Luis has a chance. I know I know Justin Rose. I know Jason Ray.
What about your sleeper Matt Wolf? Does he even have a salary on here, or is he sleeping?
He's up in the 20 range.
Wow, he's expensive.
$8,500.
I mean, rookie. No, that's like a rookie. That's a rookie in fantasy. You don't take him that high.
No.
You take him next year when he's cheaper because
he's bigger. I mean, Cooch is only $7,500. Matt Wolf, a sleeper. Give me a break.
Go to your top. Get your guy that you think is going to win. Xander. I think we got enough bucks. We got $2,400 across three golfers.
All right, Xander.
He's in.
All right, $7,400 a pop, Beanie.
I think we can do this.
See what's available for you guys.
Honestly, I don't think a guy like Sergio's withdrawn.
Bubba's another sleepy one.
See if we can get both Ricky and Bubba on the team. I think we can.
Yeah. I think we have. You got to go Ricky here, Grove.
Let's go Ricky and Bubba. There's the team right there.
We have $600 to spend here. I mean,
all right. So pick one. You want Ricky on the team, or you not want him on the team?
No, we got to have. I've got to pick Ricky.
All right, go up then. Let's see who we can get. Who's the top tier that we can get? Who's left? Sungjae Im, no thanks. Mark Leishman, nah. Lowry, nah.
Cooch?
Jay Rhodes.
Cooch and Cooch is in there.
No, that's three old guys. That's too many.
Okay.
I still like Bubba. Let's I mean, he's been there. He's been there a lot. He's won two Masters.
He's got two jackets.
All right, we need your tiebreak value. So just to put context to this, K-Win, it's 144 times two, which is 288. Okay. So you subtract whatever you think the lowest score is going to be, and I'll give you some hints here. So Tiger won it last year at minus 13. So you'd take 288 minus 13 as your tiebreak score.
Wow.
Which is if you have not done math in a while, I think that gets you right around
265.
265.
No, 275. You're right.
275.
So you can do something in the 270s.
273.
There you go. That's a good number. It's wet. All right. Picks are solid. Alarms are set. 4 o'clock. The rooster is going to be crowing down in New Idaho. The coffee pot's going to be on the wood fire stove.
Greater Idaho, baby.
The coffee zens will be going.
Can't wait.
All right. And do we want to claim? So you got Xander, K-Win.
Yeah. Yeah, Grover. You never picked a winner, Big Ben.
Who's your outright winner, Grove?
Ricky. Oh, wow.
While I love, it's such a toss-up because I've been all in Ricky's court for quite a while now. He does oftentimes struggle during majors. So if I were a betting man and I was actually putting, you know, like a dollar down on this bet, my gut is telling me Bryson. It's gotta be Bryson. I think he's got something to show and prove that this new concept of, you know, Rob Gronkowski style golf is going to be the new way of the world. And I think Bryson's my go-to number one.
All right. I'll take DJ. I just like the guy. He's a stud, still bombs it. And just handicap packs us all week. Big Ben and Kay Wynn with Brandon Barngrover, WSD Podcast. We love it. Anywhere you get your podcasts, at WSD Podcast on both Twitter and Instagram. Thank you, Grove.
Thank you, Grove.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to seeing how this pans out over the next few days. Should be fun.
We might need a recap with you on Monday.
Oh, there we go. I'd like a request to see if we might be able to, you know, get Hodges in, even though he's on the bad list. And maybe even, you know, who's also a reputable golf fan and also invited me to the Masters at Augusta in 2017 or 18 is Mr. James Rehor. That would be good to get him back on.
Ooh, just a quintuplet.
You can actually see my background. I haven't done this in a while.
The Masters.
Where is it? Masters.
Oh, there it is.
Love it.
There we go.
Masters 2020. Here we go. Big Ben, K. Winning Grove.